Case number 13061, Collins 54 LLC seeks a variance from the minimum lot size requirement for a proposed lot, section 115.25 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the corner of Lighthouse Road and Dickerson Road. The 911 address is 38189 Dickerson Road in Selbyville. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 533, Map 18, Parcel 25. The applicant is seeking a 4,594 square foot variance from the required 20,000 square foot minimum lot size requirement. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and no mail return.
Chair, good afternoon. Good evening. Tim Willard for the applicants. It was interesting to see South Shore Drive because I think Mr. Sharp and I have some institutional knowledge about that unique neighborhood. Just a bit.
I would think you have a lot of institutional knowledge of a lot of places in Sussex County.
You commenting on my age? Yeah.
Take it how you want. No,
but anyway, I work with, speaking of older people, I work it with Fuquay, the firm Fuquay Willard and Shop. And my client's is Collins 54 LLC. That's the owner of the property. The property is actually owned by a joint trust, and that trust is the Braziers Trust. And it's a Diane Brazier, Mrs. Brazier, who's here, and her husband, Carol, who they recently lost. He passed. Next to Mrs. Brazier is her son, Chris. They also have a daughter. They own this property. And if you can see, I don't know if I have a pointer here, but it's 1 acre, 1.35 acres. It has some history with the Board of Adjustment. In 2011, Mr. Fuquay was here with Mr. Brazier and Mrs. Brazier. And what they did is request a conditional use to make that long building right there a place to store the Braziers' trucks and equipment. If you can zoom back out, please. See the Brazier business, which is next door. Most people know about the Brazier business. It's actually one of the largest privately held pest control countries in the United States. They've been around for a long time, and they've been successful. I've told that the Braziers have been around for a long time too. And originally, they would make salt from ocean water by boiling big copper, pans in the late 1700s to make salt. So that's where they started, and then they started killing cockroaches. So when the conditional use is granted, I have the ordinance here if any of you want to see it. Mr. Sharp and I talked a little bit about it. That's a 2011 ordinance granting the conditional use for that long building to be used for some of their growing trucks and things in storage. And then we reappear here with me, not Mr. Fuquay, in 2012, where we had another conditional use request to transfer that long building to an office building. So they retrofit it, and now that's where, and I could get into the number of employees, we did that last for the conditional use. It came through Planning Commission. It was approved by the council to change it to an office building for an extension of the business itself. It had one drive. So that little house on the right, the far right corner, is why we're here today. You have the survey. It has a garage next to it. Once upon a time, Carol Brazier bought this whole property from the Collinses, and that's why the name of the LLC, Collins 54 LLC. You can see it's on 54 Lighthouse Road and then Dickerson Road. Obviously, the property is somewhat unique in shape and size, and it has this unique history. When Mr. Carroll bought the property, I'm told one reason he did it, and Chris is here can testify more about it, is it was kind of, the house was falling apart. So he actually bought it, replaced the house, and gave the gentleman and his wife that lived there a life estate. Part of the consideration was that. And that gentleman has lost his wife, but the man is still in the house. So one reason, I think you all like to know why you're doing this. And what we're doing is cutting off that residential property. If you see the survey, so that's a separate residential property. And because of the estate planning that Mr. Carroll has done, that property is actually ultimately going to go to Chris, and other properties going to the daughter. You don't need to know the details about that, but that this is basically an estate-driven kind of situation to get it outside of the business. So let's talk about the property itself, the new lot. The new lot dimensions will be 150 feet by 49 by 98.73. It has frontage of 157.56 feet, and the adjacent line that we're creating is 101 feet 49 that divides the property. Now this and all the setbacks are met. That is 40 in the front. You only need 15 on the side and 20 on the back. They have over 40 on the front. They've done 30 on their side of the house, although they could do 15. They could split it evenly, but they've kept 15 on the other side to maybe ask for the minimum possible variance they could for the area variance. That's how far they could go over. That's as far as they could go by still providing 15 feet from the other building on the other side. So they actually have 30 there. On the criteria that you all have to hang your hat on, it's a unique property. It has a unique history based on the shape of it, also based on the uses of it over the years. It makes sense to separate this because of that relationship and because of its shape. It has its own entrance. If you approve this variance, it's the first step to recording the site plan as a minor subdivision or whatever they call it today. You know, get it, Del Dotto say, yeah, you've got an entrance there. So it cannot be otherwise developed. It's not being developed, quite frankly. Nothing's changed except the status quo. It's sort of a legal effect, but no buildings are being built. And there's no way to make it a separate lot without doing this, quite frankly. Not created by the applicant. You know, the shape of this property was not created this way. And its uniqueness has evolved over time based on the use of the property. It will not alter the neighborhood. I could refer you to the two pass ordinance where that was an element of the conditional use. It's right down the street from their business. It's been there for years. There are other houses and business kind of mixed use in this area. And I've already spoken about the 30 feet that they took it as far as they possibly could to make it the biggest lot they possibly could. So it's required to be 20,000, and they're at 15,406. If I do the quick math and read what I've written, it's 4,594 that they need. It's short of 20,000. That's my presentation, and I can call maybe Chris up to verify what I've said. I think you need to be sworn, Chris.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Chris Brazier, 34708 Wigga Cemetery Road, Frankfurt, 19945.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Chris, you've heard me represent to the board some history about the property as well as what this application is all about. Is it true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, sir.
Can I speak up a little bit?
Yes, sir.
That's all we have, unless you have questions.
Questions?
Just a comment. I ride by there all the time.
Okay.
And like if you wouldn't know any better, you would think that was separated anyway, to be honest with you. That one part's a home and the other part color coordinated and all looks the same. That's just a comment.
Maybe should have been done years ago. Can't touch that other red top building now.
That storage, there's some pretty nice things in there. I saw that one
don't,
time.
Don't mess with that.
Yeah.
That's all we have unless you got other questions.
Sharp, anything?
Yeah, the only thing that jumps out at me, I just want to clarify for the record. So the residential lot, proposed lot one, it has its own entrance already onto Route 54. And the I'll call it the residual lands or parcel 25 as shown on the variance plan. That entrance will then be off of the neighboring property 24?
In fact, that's a condition of the conditional use. It has to be connected to the business.
Okay. So there's some...
You mean the business next to it?
Yes. So yeah. I just want to make sure there's some sort of easement or something along those lines to provide access there.
Always has been. Okay. Connected. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You don't see.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Ms. McGee?
I'm My name's Ellen McGee. My address is 34857 Lighthouse Road, Selbyville, Delaware, 19975.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
I live right around the curve from this property. I know the Braziers very well. They've done a very good job of subdividing this. This is out of necessity because of a loss of a loved one, and I urge you to approve it.
Thank you. Any questions?
Any questions? I can't believe that.
You've left us speechless, Ms. Farmer.
I like that.
Is anyone else present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is there anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Any questions? Any more questions from the board? This time I'll close the public hearing for case 13061 for Collins 54 LLC and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 13061 for Collins 54 LLC. Further requested variances, I believe they have met all the criteria. I do believe the property has some unique physical conditions due to the placement and the angle of two roads joining together. I do believe it will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. It's been there for as long as I can remember. And I do believe the variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Lovengov.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings.
Aye.
Dr. Carson.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Williamson.
Aye.
And aye too. So a vote of 5-0, your case is approved.